The following is a RockRadioShow.com exclusive.
Theme song!
Listen up, Slapnut. This is Jeff Jarrett.
Hey, this is Trish Stratus.
This is the undisputed future of WWE, Seth Rollins.
Hey, this is Kane from WWE.
This is TNA Superstar EC3.
Hey, this is Gail Kim. This is WWE Superstar Natalya.
Hi, this is Brie. And this is Nikki. And we're the Bella Twins.
This is Pat Patterson.
The greatest man that ever lived always likes a good rack. And you're listening to the greatest rack.
Stratisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack.
I heard y'all wanted to hear a bedtime story.
Bada boom! Realest guys in a room. How you know?
I love kickball.
I'm back, taking souls and digging holes.
With your host.
They've been lying to you. Heroes don't exist. Y'all become addicted to the illusion of what a hero does for you. Have I mentioned that I was once addicted to eating sponges?
Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
And you can just call me Taker.
Oh my God, it's Taker. Taker, Taker, Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And she was a wicked, wicked child who spat and swore and chewed tobacco.
I like puppets.
And her producer, Sir Rocket.
My little creatures of the night will now experience the magical art of puppetry.
This right here means I'm the champ that runs the camp.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
I knew you'd come.
And welcome to the Rack Extra Total Divas Season 6, Episode 5, right here on WildTalkRadio.com. He's Rock, I'm Lindsay, we're back, y'all. It's another episode, and hey, there were no storms this week. We're on time.
Hey.
And despite, you know, tribute to the troops and every other show that has been on tonight, we have made it, and we are here to record Rack Extra.
I know. It's like you're going to get a lot of us lately. You,
yeah, I mean, I'm sorry. I'm just so sorry. It's the gift of the Rack. Drink it in.
Drink it in, man.
I that's all I can say on that, but we've got drama in this episode.
No, here's the thing. They're going to drink it in, man.
Literally.
All of Dean's alcohol.
All of Dean's alcohol, yes, because we have to talk about Dean's bar, we have to talk about weddings, we have family issues, we have so much more. So you know what? We're not going to waste any more time. We are going to jump right into the show, right after the break. So you're listening to the Rack Extra, Total Divas, and we'll be right back.
Which one of your favorite WTR personalities is truly king of the WTR ring? Find out when your favorite WTR personalities battle in the virtual realm. Subscribe now to youtube.com/recradioshow and check in at 3 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Mountain every Monday to find out who is truly the king of the WTR ring. Once again, subscribe now to youtube.com/recradioshow. Let the battle begin.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
Suplex City, bitch!
From the big returns...
I didn't just make headlines last night. I turned the WWE Universe upside down.
To the shocking moments.
The last time you and I together, we were in Brooklyn on Monday Night Raw. It was me, you, Rusev. Remember that? That was an amazing night. And then remember, you came to my hotel room and surprised me that night. Yeah, that was crazy. Remember that? And you told me you didn't want to be with Rusev anymore. You said he was big, he was hairy, he smelled like rotten testicles. And we did those special exercises. You showed me how to do the one-legged Russian vacuum. Yes! Remember I showed you how to do the Wisconsin wheelbarrow? Hey, we were just talking about you, kinda. And you guys still together? I heard you broke up.
We're actually engaged to be married.
You engaged to be married? Mazel! That's fantastic news! You got a hell of a woman here. She's flexible as all hell. Whoa! I mean, it's amazing!
And the moments that leave you speechless.
My name is Bo, and I'm here to say Flo Rida's disrespectful in a major way. Ah! You sucker punched my friend in WrestleMania 28. But I'd be upset too if I was named after this awful stain.
Oh, you got it.
You need to channel your negativity in a more productive manner. You hold an ace high, but I have a full house. Like, my name is Danny Tanner.
Oh!
Bo! Please!
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Interview with the one and only Broken Matt Hardy? Head over to youtube.com/rackradioshow right now to hear all things total nonstop deletion from the one and only Broken Matt Hardy.
Yes, this is Broken Matt Hardy, and you are listening to the Rock Radio Show. Please tune in every chance you get. I find it absolutely wonderful.
Total Divas right here on WildTalkRadio.com. We are back. Season 6, episode 4? 5. I can't even keep count now.
5. We're at 5.
5.
We did 2 in a week, so we're at 5.
Yeah, I'm all confused. It's episode 5, y'all. We're in New Orleans. We see Paige and Renee dancing, having a good time.
As dudes watch on.
We're at Monday Night Raw.
Paige loves some San Antonio. She won't poop at home.
And basically because she won't poop there, it means she likes him.
She really, really likes him.
I feel empowered. I feel with this, I can defend myself. Maurice. Uh-oh. Maurice is going to take somebody down.
He's going to take someone down.
We're with the Danielsons in Aberdeen. We're having a nice, lovely lunch. We're commenting on elk butt.
So we went from poop to butt. Renee just moved to Vegas to move in with her boyfriend, Dean Ambrose.
And now we're seeing Dean. Oh, this is going to be so much fun.
They're now going to see the new place.
Aww.
Brian wants to create the perfect womb, and she doesn't, like, you know, my mom did this. We don't want any of that.
And now we're at Lana and Rusev's house.
There's Lana's mom.
Mama Lana.
Lana's dad. We're going dress shopping. This is Rusev's favorite thing. We're going to see dresses. Yay. We're praying before we go dress shopping.
And Rusev's like, okay, I wanted to be respectful.
Oh, interesting.
Well, I knew she had been in the Soviet. She had been a missionary. Oh, we're driving a Tesla.
They say Rusev is this huge monster.
And we're going wedding dress shopping. We're meeting the designer. He's going shopping.
Taking selfies. Rusev hates American weddings. They have no tradition.
How in character of him?
I don't think it's character. I think it's truthful. I should start wearing shorter shorts to show off his legs.
He's being forced to have a beach wedding, not a Bulgarian wedding.
He doesn't want to tell his mother. He doesn't want to be hit by his mother at 31 years old.
I can respect that 100%. Oh my lord. Is that a dress or is that a skirt?
Okay, that was different than what she walked out with.
I think they put the top on after the fact.
Yeah, because that was just her boobs before.
That's a little much for a wedding.
It was like,
not gonna lie.
Nothing wrong with Lana's boobs. It was like, there's Lana's boobs.
Walking out in a bra and a skirt is a little much for a wedding.
Renee's commenting. She said AJ Styles very sexually.
You can't help it, Renee. It's a thing. It happens. Just go for it. We're at SmackDown. Hey, look, it's Dean. See Ms. and Maurice.
And they get a phone call.
She's telling her.
There's a man at the door trying to break in. They have cameras on their phone. They can see what's going on.
Maurice is panicking.
Time to call 911, y'all. 911.
Maurice wants a gun. Oh, no. Oh, God. This is going to go so well. So, all right.
Where do you want to start?
We're going to save the wedding. Because that's coming.
Yeah.
Or the wedding planning, because we're not at the wedding yet.
We'll talk about the dress and everything when we get there, basically.
Oh my god. This is going to be a train wreck. It's going to be amazing.
I really like Rusev on Total Divas.
Why can't we get this Rusev on TV?
No, here's the thing. We do get this Rusev on TV. Like, when he sits down on those pre-shows, this is the Rusev we get. It's amazing. This is why I really started to dig Rusev for this.
is a good call. This is a good addition to the show. Right here.
Rusev Lana, good addition.
Rusev Lana, good addition. Dean and Renee! We'll have to see. Nothing much has happened with them, but we are going to Casa de Dene? Is that?
I guess that's a thing. Yeah. We'll call it that.
We'll call it that. Casa de...
Dene?
Dene?
Where Dean apparently is going to have a bar, or has a bar, and is going to feed them drinks. It's going to get weird, y'all. It's going to get weird.
Like you do?
It's what happens.
And we're back. Maurice is still freaking out, rightfully so. There's still an intruder at the house. They're telling her mother to call 911.
She's thousands of miles away. Can't do anything. Like, call the cops. Call the cops. Drop the phone. Call the cops. She's shaking. She's nervous. She's upset. We have Paige now heading to the ring.
Hey, look, it's Eva Marie, Brent's favorite diva. Woman.
And former guest of the show.
And former guest of the show. Paige says she's really happy that she's in a good place.
Uh-oh, Rusev has a boo-boo.
Boo-boo?
Not that boo-boo.
Oh. He says I only want to get married once. Twice at most. And I was like, excuse me?
And he wants to get married in Bulgaria, too. His mom really wants the Bulgarian wedding. Lana's like, they go on for 3 days, and they were cool, fun traditions 500 years ago.
Okay, but if you're saying it's your wedding, or y'all's wedding... you know, the collective y'all, then why can't he have a Bulgarian ceremony? Because he's saying it's what he wants. It's not what his mother wants. It's what he wants.
We're with Maurice, her sister, and The Miz in L.A.
And we see Paige. Apparently Paige and Maurice have kissed and made up.
We're going over what happened. Their house is gated. They're like, what the hell's going on?
Maurice
is
God.
Maurice wants a gun.
Miz is like, no.
I thought he already left. I thought he was leaving for the movie.
We're backtracking. We're backtracking. Pre-movie. Pre-movie, y'all.
I thought we were leaving, though.
He hasn't left yet.
But he was leaving the next day. I'm confused. We're going over wrestling moves to do on the robber.
God.
Anyway, we're in Nashville.
Back to Nashville. We're seeing the sights.
We have her dad cleaned the pool with his suit on. We're talking about a stripper pole now. They have a stripper pole. Lana and Rusev have a stripper pole in their house for a workout.
Oh, and now we have... the dad working out on the stripper pole. I just, okay.
It's a thing.
It's a thing.
Come on, Rusev, do it. Come on, do it, Rusev. Oh, no.
Okay, it's a removable stripper pole.
Yeah, it's one of the workout ones. You move it anywhere you want.
And it's Mama Rusev!
I like how they played his music when she arrived. We're all talking Bulgarian. Lana can understand the topic of what they're saying.
Not completely.
The dialects are similar.
Now his mother is wondering why she's not cooking, because she's hired a chef.
Uh-oh, someone fell off the pole. Rusev's like, it's to support the wall. A lot of houses have it. Wow.
Damn!
They just, yeah.
Anyway. We just had a pastor lie on Total Divas. Wow, they have a nice house.
Yeah, Renee's fixing everything up. And hey, look, it's Brie. And the dog peed at the front door, so they have to hop over the pee.
Oops. They're still getting settled. They're still moving in.
They have a huge cactus.
That is a lot of Jack Daniels. That is an impressive amount of Jack Daniels. Oh my God, is he going to drink all of that?
I'm excited to have this foursome out the house. Not sexually. Hey, it's Dean.
Basically, Nicole has invited herself, so yeah. The foursome has become a fivesome.
Kinky?
Not sexually. And all Dean cares about is the bar. Yeah, and Renee's kind of freaking out because she's like, oh crap, I'm not ready for... She was not ready for Nikki.
Dean's like, she's like, whiskey, we're all good. Don't bring the negativity into the bar area. Goat cheese at the bar. Everything is perfect. Hey, look, Nikki just showed up. Because, like, Brie invited me, so anytime you get an invitation to Vegas, you say yes.
And Renee's running to the store to get champagne and goat cheese and stuff for Nicole.
Now we're checking on Nikki's nipples.
And Dean's like, we're talking about my house here. Nipples are 100% okay.
We all know Dean's actual nickname.
The Titting Master.
So it's fitting. He lives up to his nickname.
And now we're hopping in the pool.
They're trying to give the mother a super American experience to tell her American wedding is the way to go. Rusev's like, tell her where the wedding's going to be. There's more colorful weddings in Bulgaria. To get the hair out of front to find her, he has to find her shoe and put money in the shoe. I'm confused. Lana's dream has always been to have a beach wedding. Lana's like, we're going to be married in Malibu.
And... Mama Rusev goes, no way.
Nope. Not gonna be a thing. Not gonna happen. Nope.
Oh my God, we're gonna get wild in Vegas.
All year.
Party with Dean Ambrose, y'all. Party with Dean Ambrose.
All year.
So, we had a pastor lie to Rusev's mother. That was spectacular.
I just like, it's the stripper pole is to hold up the wall.
I like how we go from praying that Lana finds a good wedding dress to... lying about a stripper pole.
And then the father was on said stripper pole.
I don't even know what to do with that. That was, like, such an amazing transformation in such a short period of time.
Have we said we enjoy Rusev on the show yet? I'm not sure if we've mentioned it here.
This was such a good call. This was such an amazing call to put them on. But yeah, so here's the issue. Rusev wants a Bulgarian wedding. He wants to honor his traditions, his beliefs, how he was raised. Lana wants a beach wedding. You know, ever since she was a little girl, Rusev doesn't like American weddings, and Lana doesn't like Bulgarian weddings. This is going swimmingly.
How you said that, was since she was a little girl, Rusev doesn't like beach weddings. That's how you said it.
So. Yeah, I know. Just go with it.
I'm just making it clear. Anyway.
Rusev doesn't like beach weddings, and ever since she was a little girl, Lana's wanted a beach wedding. Are you happy?
I'm just making it clear to who people are listening, because they may have been confused.
Rusev used to be a little girl.
Who wore a tiara.
Who wore a tiara.
Because he's very fancy.
And he likes short shorts.
He wears short shorts. Anyway.
That is a man that is very secure in his masculinity right there.
Tangents. What?
What? What?
So anyway, they're trying to figure out where they should hold the wedding, and we'll see what the outcome eventually turns out to be.
Well, you know, I have to respect Lana's point. It isn't about Rusev's mother. It's about her and Rusev and what they want. But, you know, Rusev basically saying, I want a Bulgarian wedding. Because I think that's fair to him. It's like he's been here in the States a long time.
Yeah.
Essentially 11 years. And we'll get back to this as we're back from break.
That one snuck up on us.
Bastards. We're in L.A. Maurice is securing the house.
Now he's in Canada. He's finally left to Canada. And it's Eva Marie, Maurice's new best friend. Maurice is having... she's very stressed. She can't sleep. So she's wandering around with a golf club.
They're going to home alone the house.
We are legit booby-trapping this house. Eva's trying to do this basically to distract Maurice with the seriousness of the situation. They can't even... tie the door correctly.
They just leave marbles on the stairs. Get a paint can!
Eva says she can't stay every night and get a gun.
Isn't she against guns? Or is it her husband that's against guns? Which one of them is against guns?
I forget.
Oh, here we go.
She had the problem with the gun, and then she went to a shooting range with him, and they learned about guns.
And now she's cool with them. Okay. I was gonna say, I thought she had a problem with guns.
Well, she was edumacated about the guns, and now is okay with them. As Murray slips up the steps on marbles.
You put those before you... Anyway.
We're now with the Rusev businesses, and we're going for pumpkin strudel.
No, I think she's making pumpkin strudel.
She's making pumpkin strudel. It's raining... We're going to the Russian-European market.
I didn't even realize there was one of those in Nashville.
Now you do. Now we're discussing at the deli, why can't we do the wedding in Bulgaria?
And Bruce is like, I'll convince her.
Leave it to me, I'll get it done. Lana's like, I understand what they're talking about.
Oh, he's so gonna get it later.
Uh-huh. He did the three fake kisses thing, just to avoid her question. We're back in Vegas, baby. Vegas, with Dean Ambrose driving. They went to see The Martian, and Renee said, is this based on a true story? Nikki thought Harry Potter was based on a true story.
Oh, we're going ATVing and monster trucking.
Brian says he'll be the fastest one here.
And Nikki can't do anything because of her neck.
Renee's like, oh crap, what did I do?
Well, okay, to be fair, when they probably set this up, she didn't know Nikki was coming.
Right. Alright, here we go. We're going ATVing.
Dean's like, finally, something fun.
As Nikki goes to the bar.
Shouldn't they have helmets on?
You would think. Renee has a bandana on, so does Bree. And Nikki's sitting there taking selfies in the bar.
Oh god, now Dean's getting naked. Oh god, there's a gift for Tumblr.
Did he stick his hand down his pants?
He tucked his shirt into his pants, but yes, he stuck his hand down his pants.
Now they see the monster truck and they're like, oh god, here we go. Oh god. So Nikki tells her mom, I'll call you back later when everyone's doing 7 minutes heaven, and the mom's like, what's 7 minutes in heaven?
Oh god. And now we're doing the monster truck. Dean's all excited.
He's like, I think this truck's gonna flip. We're gonna die.
Renee's loving it. Dean's loving it.
Look at Brian getting revenge for selfie revenge. Having Nikki take the pictures of her, him and Brie.
They're having fun.
Brian is in a very happy mood.
Brian's feeling better. And now we're in bed with Rusev and Lana. She's wearing a onesie.
They're rocking each other and spanking each other.
Kinky.
There's a herd of deer in their backyard.
Okay, so he's the first one getting married.
As Rusev's trying to convince the dad about the Bulgarian wedding. So Rusev has not asked her father permission yet.
And they're living in sin.
Oh, Lana. Lana just called Rusev a hypocrite.
Because he hasn't asked for her hand in marriage.
Now he's showing off his bicep and leg.
He's trying to defuse the situation, and it's not being defused.
He's trying to act all sexy to defuse the situation. He's like,
I love you. Dean Ambrose, most helpful boyfriend ever. Oh, Jesus.
All right, where do you want to start?
Rusev, honey, don't try to be all sexy and diffuser when she's, like, yelling at you about, you know, trying to convince everybody to have a Bulgarian wedding.
He's like, look at my bicep. You like my bicep?
Well, okay, so to kind of get back to it.
Go ahead.
So we were talking about it, and I forget exactly what we were talking about, but it's like, it's one thing to have a Bulgarian wedding. They want you get the heat. Now it's, we've gone from a Bulgarian wedding to a wedding in Bulgaria.
No, I think there's always been a Bulgarian wedding in Bulgaria. I don't think it's ever been here.
I never got the impression.
Oh, that's, no, my impression has always been, it's in Bulgaria.
It's what I was figuring, but it's like, oh, well, maybe he wants to do the Bulgarian wedding here in the States.
I mean, that would be the compromise. You do the Bulgarian wedding on the beach.
There you go.
That's the logical combination, but that's not been the idea. It's, the idea is the three-day wedding in Bulgaria.
And, you know, honestly, it's fair because his whole family's there. It's like, and now I remember what I was going to say. It's like, she made the point that all her family, all her friends are here. Well, all his family is in Bulgaria, and they may not be able to afford to fly to Malibu to see them get married.
Right.
Whereas they can afford to go to Bulgaria so his family can see him get married.
Yeah, so one side can't go one place, the other side can't go to the other place. It's like, you're stuck in the middle somewhere.
And, you know, I think that eventually that's what it's going to lead to is what we all know happened, which I'm not going to spoil it, but it's like, why can't you get married in Bulgaria? Beyond your, you really abhor it.
I don't think she objects to the Bulgarian wedding. She just wants her wedding. No, that's the thing.
It's not her dream wedding. It's something of, she objects to it in the sense of, it is not her dream wedding. It's not what she wants, and she's the bride, and she should get what she wants. And, you know, to a certain extent, that's true, but marriage is about compromise. And he wants a Bulgarian wedding in Bulgaria, which it's like, okay, well, can you do some of the traditional Bulgarian wedding traditions for a beach wedding or something like that? I mean, I don't know.
I don't know. We're in L.A.
We're at a gun range. In L.A. with Maurice and Eva. Oh, God. We're playing with guns on Total Divas. This never ends well. Maurice has never held a gun. She doesn't own a gun. She doesn't even know how it works.
And the Miz has no idea that they're doing this. Maurice is like, is that a real one? Is that a real gun?
Yes, and, of course, she picks up a semi-automatic.
Yes, they're all real guns. I don't know. I'm Canadian. And he was like, being Canadian has nothing to do with it. Canadians have guns, too.
Yeah, they do.
They're just very polite when they use them. So we're taking selfies at the shooting range, because you don't want him to know, so we're going to take a selfie there. And we saw her first shot, and she shot it right in the head. Maurice is very much enjoying this, as Eva's taking video.
She's a really good shot!
Yeah, she is.
She's a really good natural. Oh my God, Eva has a semi-automatic.
The Miz is all against the gun. We're back in Vegas. Baby Vegas. At Danae's house.
Red. Danae's house. Dean's making margaritas.
What a shocker. They're making dinner for everyone. Renee's trying to show off how good she can do this. She was looking up how to cook on Pinterest.
Google that crap. Go to food. Go to foodnetwork.com, dude.
They can't have anyone come over ever because, you know, they're busy. Uh-oh. Fire.
She lit the fish on fire. Well, you could help her.
Renee keeps turning down to help. We have you guys have a very warm, cozy home, not just because of the tiki torch. Plate broke. And Dean's like, party foul.
And she's all upset.
All right.
Oh, we're going to have an awkward conversation with Ms. and Maurice. Okay. So yeah, going back to what I was saying about the wedding. You can combine the traditions, but ultimately I think it's, if his family really wants to see him get married, why are you going to deny him that? You know?
But you flip the other side. Can her family afford to go over to Bulgaria to do it?
I don't know if her family can, but they can probably afford to fly her family over.
But at the same time,
it's complicated.
It's complicated because he could do the same thing and bring his family over there.
But you don't know how big his family is.
You don't know how big her family is.
Well, we've got the mother, the father, and the brother, and I think she's got a sister.
She has at least one sister.
So four, potentially?
But she's more family than that.
Yeah, I know.
I'm just saying, it's hard.
It's complicated, and I think that's why they ultimately did
what they did.
Which, we're not going to spoil it, because we'll get to that when she makes that decision. But yeah, I think it's just, marriage is compromise. I think we've said this a lot when we watch this show. Relationships and marriages are compromises. And you have to find that middle ground with each other on what you want versus what the other person wants. And you have to decide, okay, what am I willing to sacrifice for the other person? And in what I'm seeing for this, neither one of them is willing to sacrifice anything.
No.
Like, he wants a Bulgarian wedding because his mother wants a Bulgarian wedding. And he wants to get married in front of all his family and friends in his home country and have all the traditions and everything like that because he's the first one of his family to get married. She wants a beach wedding. She's wanted it since she was like 4. She wants to get married in front of all her family and friends in Malibu, and she's not willing to sacrifice anything for that. And now we have a stalemate.
Yeah, like, that's pretty much where we're at, a stalemate. They're stuck in the middle, and they gotta figure out which way will they go.
Meanwhile, Maurice is popping shots off at the gun range.
And she was good at it.
She's good at it. She's naturally good at it. I am impressed.
Back in Vegas.
And we'll talk about Dean and Renee here in a minute.
Bree just stepped in pee. Dean's just awake now.
Please tell me he has pants on.
They're hanging a rug. Renee's used to decorating an apartment, not an entire house.
She brought Brian to hang out with Dean. That is a terrifying proposition.
Awesome, but terrifying.
Awesome, but terrifying. I need the guy time between Brian and Dean. Bree's like, I think you're doing too much. Let's just go to the spa. But you gotta get her down off the fireplace first.
Dean just took a steam.
Bree's giving Renee a piggyback.
Up the stairs. We're in Norfolk, Virginia.
We see Natty. We see Naomi and John arriving. Everybody's dancing. Have a good time. We're back with Paige.
The thing about going for drinks.
Hey, it's JoJo.
Hashtag, where's JoJo?
There's Emma.
Hashtag, where's Emma? Sharpshooter Emma. And Emma taps. Maurice took a picture and posted it with a gun.
Hey, it's Sasha.
She got the license. She got the gun.
Hey, it's Becky.
There's Sasha's husband.
Yeah, there's Sasha's husband.
Ironing gear.
Basically, they're talking to Maurice about the gun and how she's doing this for herself. And Paige is being silly. And now Maurice and Paige are chasing each other through catering. Please, dear God, don't hit the food. The lighting guy is like, oh, God.
I can't follow these guys. We're back in Nashville with the Rusevs. Sharing is caring, Rusev.
She looks like her dad.
Hummus and Bulgarian traditions.
She's like, let's just get married in the court and just, that's it. By the way, Royals!
This is our weekly, oh my god, they're showing a clip from the Royals, so we're gonna sit here and watch a clip from the Royals. Then we're gonna comment on the show.
Cause it's getting real on the Royals, y'all. Anyway.
They're having the DNA tested. It's getting real.
And, well, Robbie's been found, we think.
We think. He may be.
He's in the process of being found.
He wants to be found.
Anyway.
He wants to be found, and there's the twist with the girlfriend and the brother and the...
Yeah, somebody, younger brother slept with older brother's girlfriend, and it's just awkward.
It's awkward as all hell, but guess what? It is the most amazing show, sans Total Diva Bella's on E. Everyone should go watch it. Don't watch
maybe
the cartoon.
Maybe we should do a rack extra on the Royals. Would anybody listen to that?
Would you? Would anyone listen to that? I don't know.
Let us know.
Because if you want it, we'll do it, I guess. I don't know. Maybe we'll try one.
We can see. Why not? We'll Facebook Live it.
Well, no, I don't think... Maybe? Nah, can't Facebook Live it. I don't know. It's weird because of the pay-per-views. It screws up our watching schedule on it. It's weird. And WTR. And just... I don't know. Whatever. Anyway. Show. Total Divas. Right. Thing.
Tangent.
Tangent. Sounds like Russo's about to pop a question to the father. That's where we're headed.
Okay, we need to talk about Dean and Renee.
Danae, let's go. Danae.
We need to talk about Danae. So, okay, I can completely understand where Renee is coming from on this. Where she's moved into a new place, she's inviting her friends over, she wants it to be nice, she wants it to look nice, to feel nice. Dean doesn't really give a crap because he's a guy. They just don't care about that kind of crap. No offense, but y'all don't. I can feel the glare from here. Anyway, so Renee's running around. She's trying to do everything. She's trying to, you know, cook things she's never cooked before for them. And it's just kind of turning disastrous for her. And they're all like basically, hey, don't worry about it. We can just chill out, hang out, have a good time. But there's just something more for her.
She's now a couple and doing couple-y things.
She's nesting.
Uh-huh.
This is... They've moved in together. They have a dog together.
You know what that means.
There's a natural progression here in terms of a relationship where...
Put a ring on it.
Yeah, and they've been together for several years. So it's like, they've moved in together. They're making a home together. They're making a life together. They've gotten the dog to see if they can take care of a dog. So the natural next progression would be they get married. If he's interested in that kind of thing, and if she's interested in that kind of thing. I think she is, though.
But Roos is about to pop a question. I wanted to go through a proper channel and ask you for money. He's now asking permission.
He's asking for Lana's hand in marriage.
And he's like, yeah, we'll welcome you to the family.
He's like, why are you doing this now, dude? He really does love her.
Yeah, he does. He plays tough guy, but he's actually like a teddy bear.
Yeah, he is. He really is. We're back in Vegas.
Was that Omega walking around in the costume?
We're going gambling. Maybe.
Nikki got a hotel room?
Nikki went and checked into a hotel. Yeah, Nikki went and checked into the Palms. So they're going to go hang out by the pool and they're going to get drunk.
Nikki felt like the fifth wheel.
And notice they left Brian and Dean at home.
It's a girls' trip. Girls' drinking trip. We're all in bikinis. We're all lounging by the pool, drinking champagne. We're now... You know, comparing Renee's boob size because she bought a small bikini.
Basically, Renee's bikini does not fit.
It's too small.
She's having some spillage issues.
We're now throwing balls around, or a ball around. Save the hummus.
It's a thing.
We're back in L.A.
We're back in L.A.
Which means one thing. We're at Ms. and Maurice's house.
And oh, she's going to tell him about the gun.
He knows when something's up when she uses the low voice.
He's like, what did you do?
He's like, oh no, what'd you do now? She bought a gun, and he...
He's like, okay?
It's Ms. Face is back from last week. Ms. Face is back.
Oh god, why? I feel like that's a lot of his life, where he's just like, why? Why me? Why?
This is one thing he can actually return.
This is true! This is true! He can return this.
Not like the house. This he can actually return.
Or the dog.
Or the dog, yes.
She's getting better.
I don't know. But it's a thing.
It's a thing. Yeah, so, okay. I believe Maurice is a citizen by now.
I would assume so, yes.
She's married to Miz, so I think she is a citizen. I don't know. I don't know how. I don't know whether she has her papers or not. But obviously she does if she can buy a gun in the United States. Because she got it licensed. She got it registered. She did all that other stuff, so, you know, she's good to go there.
She went legal.
I respect that she wants to protect herself. I respect that she's getting educated, that she's learning how to use it, that she's going through all the proper channels, that she does not feel safe, and therefore she wants to have a weapon to protect herself.
Right.
I don't feel she should have to ask for his permission, but I still feel it's like, you know, hey, look, I went and shot a gun, I liked it, I'm going to purchase a gun, or I want to purchase a gun. Because again, it's that whole give and take thing. Because the flip side to this is when he comes, it's like she's home by herself right now, but when he comes back, she's going to go back out on the road with him, and the gun's going to be left at home. So say somebody does break into the house, they could steal the gun, you know?
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. Makes a tremendous amount of sense. But then again, her mom is usually staying there, so maybe do you really want the gun there when someone, you know, yeah.
Well, it's one thing if she bought the gun and she taught her mother how to use it, or they got her mother lessons to use it, to understand how it works, how to fire it, how to defend herself with it. Because it's like, a gun in the house is great if you know how to use it. Otherwise, it's just like, it's a prop, and 9 times out of 10, it's like, if they have a gun and you have a gun, they probably know how to use theirs.
Pretty much, yeah.
And they count on people not knowing how to use a gun.
Right.
So it's like, if you get your mother educated on how to use that as well as get yourself educated, then I don't see any harm in it. You just have to be excessively careful with it. As we're back from break.
Oh, Miz was going to get her a gun. He was talking to people up on the set about it. He's okay with it. He actually went out and did some research for it.
Well, that's a good husband.
It is. Is it pink? Is it not hot pink?
Oh, God. And we're back at Lana and Rusev's.
Hey, look, they're going to have two weddings. And everyone's all happy.
Mama Rusev's all happy. They're getting the Bulgarian wedding.
We're going to do them both. They both realize we were seeing it one way. Now we see it both ways. Now we do happy dances.
And now we're doing shots.
We're doing fireball whiskey shot. And she just said, L'chaim. Oh God, we're taking the IQ test next week. Oh, what are we doing? What's Biggie doing?
Oh, no.
Is Big B being set back up with Natty's sister?
Oh, yes. Please, yes. Make that happen again.
Are they actually dating?
I don't know if they're actually dating or not. Maybe? Possibly?
They might be actually dating. Okay, then. Titus was there, too, so who knows? I don't know. So,
no idea.
Can I wrap things up kind of in a bow, sort of?
Sure. Well,
number one, Rusev and Lana on the show is amazeballs.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they need to be a part of the show more often together because they are spectacular. That's number one. Two, Dean and Renee on the show together are amazeballs. Dean, Brian, Bree, and Renee need their own spinoff together.
Yeah, I need the misadventures of Danae and Braniel. Braniel, is that their ship name? I don't know. I need the misadventures of that. Like, just do an entire season of them in Vegas.
Yes. That's awesome. I like Maurice. I actually do like Eva and Maurice together. I don't mind that pairing.
It's a good fit.
They're both California girls, kind of. She's Canadian, but she's been in California for years. So they mesh well together. Like, everyone's meshing well together. Like, they're all placed together. There's no awkwardness.
They found a good mix, a good chemistry. I think the only really kind of odd man out, off and on, is going to be Paige. But that's just because Paige has issues.
Right.
This season.
Yeah.
But yeah, everybody's gelling, everybody's good. There's drama, but it's a different kind of drama.
Like, I know there was one episode with Naomi that was really serious, but everything else has been very lighthearted. It's not intense drama. It's fun. It's
early in the season.
Yeah, but it's not like ultra death serious, is my point.
Yeah, no.
When it's very light, I can deal with drama. I like my drama. Don't judge me there. I really like it. Don't get me wrong. But I like it lighthearted, like the drama within the fun. This was one of the better episodes that they've done in a long time, where it was very fun and unique and different, and it covered a lot of issues.
It covered a lot of issues. It shows a new couple together. It shows actually two new couples coming together and working together to create a common goal or create a home. And it's, I like how Lana basically made the point that we had made, which was, I was only seeing it my way. He was only seeing it his way. And we had to see it each other's way. And that's when they made the decision to do two weddings. Which, you know, honestly, I think is a smart idea. Because it's like, she can have the wedding in Malibu. She can do what she wants. They can get married. He can, you know, all her friends and family can be there. He can go to Bulgaria. He can have his wedding, his traditions with his family, his friends. They can see him get married. And everybody's happy.
Yeah.
And they can do it. They can have a really grand celebration of their love, which is awesome.
Right.
It's a new tradition. And I like how Dean just does not give a crap about anything. He's, like, completely chill.
Bar? Do we have alcohol? We're good.
I have never seen that much Jack Daniels for four people in my life.
I don't know if that was just for four people. I think that's what he has in his home.
We need to get her on the show and ask.
Okay.
I need to ask her about his Jack Daniels supply.
As being a Jack Daniels aficionado, as you are.
Because those were like the liter bottles. Those were not the itty bitty bottles. Oh no, those were the gigantic liter, the like biggest you can find bottles of Jack Daniels. And he had at least four that I saw.
That he had on display. I mean, he has an entire bar. He may have more underneath. You never know.
Probably does.
Because, you know, he has to stock up because he's never home. So when he's home, he doesn't want to go to a beer store and get it.
Yeah, it's just like, you need that much whiskey for four people and Brian doesn't even drink.
Dean's drinking for all.
Dean's drinking for all.
Am I wrong?
Clearly he is. Clearly he is. Oh, this is going to be amazing. I can't wait. Oh, God. Whoever thought of putting Dean Ambrose on this show, thank you. Thank you so much for the gift of Dean Ambrose and Rusev.
I can't wait for the Danae engagement. I can't wait for the Rusev and Lana weddings.
Oh, I can't wait for the Rusev and Lana weddings. That's going to be epic. I don't know if there's going to be a Danae engagement or not.
I don't know if it's going to be this season.
I feel like it's coming.
They have the house and the dog. We know what comes next.
And I think it's entirely dependent on him because he seems to strike as the type that he doesn't really like to put down roots. And so this is him making an effort to settle down. Like everything you hear about him, he's kind of a loner. He doesn't really socialize much. He likes to go out. He likes to party. He likes to drink. He likes to do all these different things. And he's not really the sort of settle down type. So the fact that he has essentially done that and moved in with a girl and is starting to lay down roots, because I think they bought that house.
I believe so.
I don't know if they're renting or if they've bought it. But in either case, they're setting up a house together. They're creating a life together. Which is, you don't hear that a lot about him. Like, you hear that he moved in with people and he lived with people for a short while, but this is far more serious than that.
They have a dog.
They have a dog. This is a thing. So, he may pop the question, he may not. You know, it could be that they just want to be together. But if Dean Ambrose and Renee Young get married, I want that on Total Divas because I want the bachelor party.
I want the internet meltdown.
I want the bachelor party.
I want the internet meltdown.
I want the bachelor party. You can have the internet meltdown. I want just think of the rogues gallery that is going to be at a Dean Ambrose bachelor party. Can you imagine? They're going to have to prop his ass up at the altar.
Dean and Seth will be holding, Roman and Seth will be holding Dean up at the altar.
They will. They will. With Bray behind them, giggling the entire time.
I'm trying to think, what would Bray's role be in the wedding party? Would he be made of one of the bridesmaids? Dean's bridesmaids? I know it's a, you know, groomsman, whatever. But it was funnier than with the bridesmaid. I also thought of Bray's wife as the flower girl walking down there just because.
Can you imagine they could put flowers in his beard and his
That's exactly.
He could wear a flower crown.
Could. That's where I was going. That's what how it was in my head.
We're horrible sick people.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're tangenting. I think we can take this elsewhere. What do you think?
Yes, we have another show to do tonight, so let's go.
All right, y'all. So, that does it for the Rack Extra Total Divas Season 6, Episode 5. Tune in next week, Episode 6. I have a funny feeling it's going to be a real humdinger of an episode. So, thanks, y'all. But till then, see you next week. Bye!